We always like to have guests from the official opposition to the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Please be joined on the line right now by David Shepherd, the Shadow Minister for Public Safety, and also the MLA for Edmonton City Center, I guess. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
The main thing I wanted to talk about here today is I know the NDP recently came out with what they're calling their public safety blueprint. I guess, why don't you kind of first of all take us through some of the, I guess, the reasoning behind some of the things in coming out with this?
Absolutely. You know, Kyle, when I came into this role as Shadow Minister of Public Safety, you know, I started sort of reaching out and kind of watching what was happening in communities across the province. Obviously, here in downtown Edmonton, we've had our own challenges from the COVID area moving forward with issues around social disorder and people not feeling safe in the community. But what I saw, you know, as I was looking around last fall, is that this was the case in communities across the province. So pretty much every mid-sized city that I was looking at in the province was starting to deal with the same kinds of issues we had been seeing in downtown Edmonton. And not only that, that issues of rural crime and those sorts of property crime that have been flagged for years have not been improving. So after 6 years of UCP government, we don't seem to be making progress. In fact, a lot of folks feel less safe in their communities. And what I've also seen is there does not seem to be a real comprehensive plan from the government about how we're going to make our communities safer. Because it's not just about law enforcement. It's not just about a single thing. What we need is a comprehensive plan that addresses all of the pieces that add up together to make communities safer. So we wanted to put out our proposal on how we can help Albertans, whether they live in a major city, a mid-sized city, or in a rural area, have their communities be safe and welcoming for everyone.
And certainly on the rural areas front, I know even right here in Peace River, there's been a lot of concerns that have come up recently in the downtown area about crime and vagrancy and those kinds of things. So what has been some of the big things you've noticed in some of the rural areas and kind of some of the smaller communities as a whole?
Well, you know, recently we had a bunch of folks come here to Edmonton for a meeting of the folks with Alberta municipalities. And I attended a policing plenary there with Public Safety Minister Mike Ellis. And, you know, the mayor of Vegreville was there, and he was talking about how in his town, the police officers are spending a lot of their time dealing with people that are having mental health challenges. And that is what I'm hearing in a lot of other communities, too. We're seeing much higher visibility of folks who are struggling with addiction, who are struggling with mental health challenges, people who don't have housing in communities where that wasn't really prevalent or noticeable before. And that does contribute and can contribute to disorder and local crime, property crime, vandalism. Like I said, things that we've been seeing here in downtown Edmonton, but seem to be happening in communities across the province. So really, what we're talking about with our community safety blueprint, how we want to help communities like Peace River, is by doing two things. First of all, make sure we tackle crime head on. Let's make sure police have the resources they need. Let's make sure that we have the officers we need. Let's make sure we have a functional court system that's properly funded to be able to move things through quickly. But secondly, let's tackle those root causes of crime. Because for a lot of these individuals, they are not, the social disorder is not coming from the fact that they are bad people. It is coming from the fact they are struggling with challenges and they need help. And we do not have a comprehensive system to help those individuals and help move them towards stability where they can be contributing to the community instead of causing challenges in it. So really, we want to see that investment. So in Peace River, for example, we want you to be able to have what we have here in downtown Edmonton, where police officers in downtown Edmonton are paired with social workers, where they are paired with folks who have mental health experience, who are able to go out there and work with these individuals and connect them to services and supports. I know in a lot of rural areas, they lost local supports in the COVID era. It went virtual. And in a lot of cases, it never came back. So we want to make sure that local communities are funded and supported through things like FCSS to have those services and supports available in the community for the people that are in need so we can help reduce that crime and disorder.
And then talking about sort of different approaches on tackling some of the crime issues, while there have been certainly some similarities, there are still some differences you could potentially find out in somewhere like Peace River versus somewhere like Edmonton, for example. Do you feel it's best with dealing with some of the different issues across the province to maybe have like maybe some slightly different approaches for different areas depending on, you know, demographic circumstances, those sorts of things?
Oh, absolutely. Without question, Kyle. That's why it's been very important for me in my role as shadow minister to be talking with folks from communities across the province. So whether it's Alberta municipalities, whether it's the rural municipalities of Alberta are in town this week. I was out talking with some of the folks there last night. I intend to be going out across the province to talk with folks in their communities because, yes, absolutely, each community is unique. Rural communities have bigger challenges. They don't have as many officers on the ground. There's a lot greater distances for people to travel. You say, you know, if you're having a property crime occurring on your property outside in a rural area outside of the local town, it's going to take a lot longer for an officer to get there. So we do need to make sure we have unique support. So certainly, yeah, there are opportunities for things like Alberta Sheriffs, maybe to be able to help support the work of the RCMP. We need to support communities as they're having their conversations about their local policing models. And we need to make sure that they have the support for the local services that they need. I think I've also heard, I've had colleagues that have talked to me, my colleague from Banff, Kananaskis, Sarah Maligi, about, you know, the success in some cases in rural areas of rural crime watch groups. So certainly, yeah, there is room for government perhaps to work with and support those as well. But really, we need to be community focused. One size does not fit all. And unfortunately, it's been a bit of a trend we've seen with the UCP government, whether it's in things like victim services, where they have removed local services and gone with a much more centralized top-down model. Really, I think we need to be working with local communities to find out what they need.
And one point you touched on there is kind of the social services aspect of it. Do you think there needs to be, I guess, some better coordination, if you will, between, okay, you know, your frontline police officers, support workers, those sorts of areas? Is that another thing that you feel should be addressed with this?
I think absolutely, Kyle. You know, I've been out on patrol with police officers here in downtown Edmonton, you know, when they've been going around to encampments, when they've been dealing with these different situations. And frankly, police don't want to be social workers. They aren't. They want to be able to focus on the core work that they do to protect their communities and prevent crime. So we should have the people with the expertise doing the jobs in which they have the expertise. So when we have people on those front lines who have the cultural experience, who have the understanding and knowledge, because let's remember, again, an awful lot of the folks that we're dealing with who need help are from Indigenous communities because of that deep history of trauma. So having people who have who are culturally informed, who are trauma-informed, who know how to deal with mental health, who have the healthcare experience. That could make a big difference in helping an individual maybe with some other core issues that then prevent some of the issues where you need to involve the police. So I think we need to support both sides, make sure we have the right person in the right place at the right time to help provide that stability in our community.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show that the politicians are people too. And of course, we're very much coming up on spring in a lot of areas around the province. Okay, the snow's melting, the temperature's getting a little warmer. Maybe some people getting up to some more things outdoors. What about with you? What are some of your go-to activities to do in the springtime?
Well, you know, I always enjoy that first bike ride of the spring. You know, I used to be a year-round cyclist. I used to, you know, ride right through the winter, even over to the legislature for the first few years I was in office. That's kind of fallen off in the last few years. But, you know, so it's always nice to be able to pop the bike off the trainer in front of the TV and actually get it back out on the road. So I'm hoping I'll get a chance to do that in the next week or two.
I hope you get some good time for that. David Shepherd, the NDP Shadow Minister for Public Safety and the MLA for Edmonton City Centre. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.